This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. Always we begin with the praise of Allah. We send our prayers of peace upon our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We testify that none is worthy of worship but Allah Azza wa Jal, that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his worshipping slave and final messenger. I always remind myself and you of taqwallah, and I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us an increase in our love for him, our fear of him, and our hope in his mercy. Allahumma ameen. It was my intention this year, and even as I stand in front of you now, I have a plane ticket that is booked for travel for July the 2nd to head to Hajj. But qaddarallahu wa ma sha'a fa'al, I am not of those who have been fortunate enough to be chosen to perform the Hajj this year. One of the mysteries of Laylatul Qadr, in the night of Ramadan, where Allah sends the decree, the Qadr, the fate that is written for each and every one of His creation, human beings and the animals and everything in His kingdoms, is that of the things Abdullah ibn Abbas, the great companion of the Prophet, the cousin of the Prophet ﷺ, he said, is that even the names of those who will be in Arafah are brought down on the night of Laylatul Qadr. And I always made dua in the days of Ramadan, hopeful, willing, wanting to be of those who would be there for Hajj. And subhanAllah, I am, and many of you will not be from those who are blessed. There are a couple of our staff members who will be going. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them khayr and barakah, that Allah allows them to reach the plains of Arafah safely, and that they are able to remember us in their dua. Allahumma ameen. So I sat with myself wondering, what can I do to earn the reward of Hajj, even though you and I will not travel? How can I gain what it is that I want from Hajj? Because why do you want to go from Hajj? It's specific reasons. The Prophet ﷺ says in the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, narrated by Imam al-Bukhari, that the one who performs Hajj that is mabrur, a Hajj that does not have a defect, that was not flawed, then there is no reward for it with Allah except Jannah. There's nothing less that Allah will give you except that you will be from the people of paradise. In another authentic hadith, also in Bukhari, the Prophet ﷺ says that the one who makes Hajj that is mabrur, Hajj that is accepted by Allah, لَمْ يَرْفُرْ وَلَمْ يَقْصُرْ, that they didn't use vulgar language, they weren't harsh in the treatment of others, they didn't defile themselves in any lewd way or sexual misconduct, that in front of Allah, on the day of judgment, that they will return back home from Hajj, كَمَا وَلَدَتْهُ أُمُّهُ, as if they are reborn, brand new, new to life, no sins in their record. Those great rewards of Hajj, how can I get them while we are here in Perth? Let me give you and myself three important ways. See, I want you to think that the Prophet ﷺ told us in the hadith we all know, Buni al-Islamu ala khams. Islam is built on five principles. Shahadat an la ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. We believe none should be worshipped but Allah. None is worthy of it but Allah. And that Muhammad ﷺ is his messenger, servant, and final Rasul to humanity. We pray the five daily prayers, we fast the month of Ramadan. If we have wealth that has exceeded for over a year in savings, we give it in zakah. And al-hajj man istata'a ilayhi sabeel. Hajj is written at least once for the one who's able. Subhanallah, I have the money to go, but not the means. I'm not able to go. You and I are not able to go. So what is left? How do we gain this reward? What can we do that if you're not able, what can we substitute it with? Less than a fraction of 1% of the nearly 2 billion Muslims who are alive today will be able to perform Hajj. Many, may Allah write it for all of you, but many of you who are seated with me may not be able to perform Hajj. Either you are ill, or you pass away, or your turn doesn't come, or you're not financially secure, or things happen that prevent you. Does that mean that we have no hope of erasing our sins? That we have no hope of being secure that paradise is written? The answer is no. So the Prophet ﷺ gave hope to us. Here's the first way that you can do tomorrow. From tomorrow morning, you and I can earn the reward of Hajj in Perth. The Prophet ﷺ says in the hadith narrated by Imam al-Tirmidhi, "Man salla al-fajr fi jama'ah," the one who prays Salat al-Fajr in congregation, in jama'ah. They made the effort, they went to the masjid, or they have in their community a few people who pray together in somebody's house, or even in your own home with your family, you brought everyone together. Man salla al-fajr fi jama'ah. You pray not on your own quickly in the darkness of your room, but with others. And then sat in the place of their salah. Yadhkurillah, making mention of Allah. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim, la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, lahu al-mulk wa lahu al-hamd wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir, hasbi Allah la ilaha illa huwa alayhi tawakkaltu wa rabbul arsh al-azim, hasbi Allah wa ni'ma al-wakeel. The one who just sat, they didn't do anything else. They didn't talk to others. They didn't look through their phone. They just opened the Qur'an and read Surah Al-Fatiha or repeated قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ multiple times until the sun rises. They prayed Fajr, did it with others, stayed seated and didn't go anywhere, didn't get distracted with anything. From the time of Fajr until the sun rises, about 35 to 40 minutes. And then prayed 2 rak'ah. 2 more rak'ah to Allah. They will receive the reward. Listen to the words of the Prophet ﷺ. Kana lahu ajr, will receive the reward of somebody who performed Hajj wa Umrah. Tamma, tamma, tamma. They will get the reward of Hajj and Umrah completely, completely. Completely, he repeated it 3 times, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See, you and I, we underestimate, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah. We underestimate the value of this. To emphasize its importance, in the hadith narrated by Imam al-Bukhari, some of the sahaba who were poor, not everybody has money. Some of the sahaba were poor. They came to the Prophet ﷺ and they were upset. Some of them even in tears. And they said, Ya Rasulullah ﷺ, ذَهَبَ أَهْلُ الْأُجُورِ. The people who have savings and wealth, they took all the reward, all of the ajr. يُصَلُّونَ كَمَا نُصَلِّ. When we pray, they're able to pray. We read Qur'an, they read Qur'an. We memorize Qur'an, they memorize Qur'an. We fast Ramadan, they fast Ramadan. Everything we can do, they can do. But when it's time to give charity, they can give and we don't have money to give. When it's time to go to Hajj, they can afford it and we can't afford it, O Messenger of Allah. They're going to have a high place in Jannah for a reason that's not our own control. I wasn't born into a family that gave me an inheritance of wealth. So the Prophet ﷺ said, let me tell you something. That if you can do it, it's going to give you the reward of somebody who's able to go to Hajj and you can't. Let me tell you something, that if you do it, you will do equal or greater than what they can do. He said, after every salah, say Subhanallah 33 times. Alhamdulillah 33 times. Allahu Akbar 33 times. Or 34 times in one riwayah. That's it. You will have their reward or even greater. They said, Ya Rasulullah, after a few days go by, they were so excited. After every salat, Subhanallah, 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 Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. They did it. Then the rich Sahaba began to do it. So the poor Sahaba came back to the Prophet ﷺ and said, Ya Rasulullah ﷺ, you gave us something secret. You told us something that we can do that will earn us reward like the rich people. And all of a sudden they pray, they fast, they go to Hajj, and now they're doing dhikr like we do dhikr after salah. The Prophet said, ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah gives it to whom He wills. Some people, few people, will be able to have all of that in their life. Why do I tell you that? Don't underestimate a moment where you just humble yourself to Allah and say, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. First action that can give you the reward of Hajj that you can do tomorrow. Pray Salatul Fajr in congregation. Sit until the sun rises, doing nothing else but remembering Allah. Reading from the Qur'an, making your tasbih, sending your salah upon the Prophet ﷺ for those 30-40 minutes, then pray two rak'ah. And you have been given the complete reward of Hajj. Second action that you can do, second thing you can do. You might say, Shaykh, how else, what else can we do? The Prophet ﷺ said, in the authentic hadith, مَنْ صَلَّى فِي جَمَاعَةٍ. The one who prays any prayer in jama'at, any prayer in the congregation, in the masjid, with others in seeking that worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not just fajr, not just dhuhr, asr, but also dhuhr, asr, maghrib, or isha, the one who prays any prayer in the masjid, and has set for himself to honor that place and to travel to it in that way of worshipping Allah in it, they can receive the reward of Hajj if it is one of the five pillar prayers. Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. And if somebody makes wudu and goes to the masjid and prays a prayer that is not compulsory, they get the reward of Umrah. And I want you to think about that. Why does Allah elevate the house of Allah, the masjid? Why do we always remind you to treat the place that you're sitting in now with a sacredness and an honor, to lower your voice, to pay attention in it, to pray two rak'ah before you sit down? Why? Because the reward of it is so magnificent. What is it that you do when you go to Hajj? You're traveling to another masjid. When you go to Hajj, what are you going to do? You're traveling to the first masjid. So it has that great reward in your travel and in your spending and in your energy to go. But when you travel from your house to your local masjid, It is as if you're making a minor hajj in that sense. And if your heart seeks to honor the house of Allah, you become of those who Allah will protect on the day of judgment from your sins. In the hadith narrated by Imam al-Bukhari wa Muslim, the Prophet ﷺ said that there are seven types of people who Allah will protect on the day of judgment when others are seeking it and will be deprived. One of them, قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ, somebody whose heart yearns for the masjid. They treat the masjid different to any other building. They treat the place of salah different to any other room. They treat the masjid different to any other location on the face of the earth. That person, on the day of judgment, will be under the shade of the arsh of Allah. May Allah make you and I of them. Allahumma ameen. After Jilsatul Istiraha, I will give you the third way that you can earn the reward of Hajj even without traveling. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from all of us. Allahumma ameen. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمَ لِي وَلَكُمْ. أستغفر الله العظيم الذي لا إله إلا هو رب العرش العظيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. The third way that we can earn the reward of Hajj. Now this is not the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but this is the statement of the Sahaba. So these two narrations, one of them from Al-Mikhnaf radiallahu anhu, and another that is Mursal Sahabi from Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib, two different statements. One of them, it is said, the Sahaba, they used to say, I would rather pray Salatul Jumu'ah in Jama'ah, arriving before the Imam and sitting quietly until he finishes, than to make a second or third Hajj in my life. I want you to pay attention to that. If you've already done Hajj and you want to make a great reward, the Sahaba used to say, it is better for you to come on the day of Jumu'ah with a heart that is loving to Allah, having prepared wudu early, came and sat in the masjid, waiting for the adhan, waiting for the imam to come, been there before others, because the reward of it is so great, it is better than if I was to perform Hajj a second time or a third time. In another narration, one of the Sahaba, he would say, I would rather give from my wealth for the fulfillment of the need of my fellow Muslim who is in debt or who is in harm's way than for me to use it for a second or third Hajj. And that's why some people, some of the ulama, they dislike for people to go to Hajj too often unless they are teachers of others in Hajj. Unless they are teachers of others in Hajj. Where do we get this statement from? Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. He performed 60 Hajj year after year. And his student, Sufyan ibn Uyayna radiallahu rahmatullahi alayhi, he performed 60 Hajj year after year. The first Hajj he performed it was with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Abdullah ibn Umar. Then each and every year, he would lead Hajj and he would say to people, make Hajj with me and I will do with you what the Prophet did with me, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Charity becomes a great way for you and I to effect good and to magnify our reward. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows you and I the heart that seeks the reward of Hajj, even though we are here in Perth or in other places around the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala return us to Hajj again, that we can lead people and teach them the rights of Allah, the sunnah of the Hajj of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we can be of those who affect great good in that regard. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow those who have never been to Hajj to be there before us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be there with them to assist them in that regard. Allahumma ameen. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects our staff and our students, our parents and our teachers, that Allah leads our principal and management and administrators and board to that which is pleasing to Him, that Allah protects us from all sinfulness and harm, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses us and our students and future generations for that which is good, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assists us in the dark days that may be around the corner, and that Allah gives us brighter days than whatever difficulties that we face in our life today. Allahumma ameen. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan. Allah continually commands us to perform justice and righteousness to others. وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. And Allah prohibits us from doing open vulgarity of sin and sinful deeds in private. يَعِذُكُمْ. Allah continues to advise us, to remind us, to come back to Him, to ask Him for His forgiveness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our hearts to the truth and lead us to the way of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على محمد في الأولين وصل وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا محمد في الآخرين. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا محمد في الملأ الأعلى يا أرحم الراحمين. Wa